pumped for this conversation. We're joined right now by a guard for the LA Lakers. He is the G League all-time leader in three-pointers made, 19 points in his NBA debut on Tuesday night, averaging 12 points, 3.5 assists, and 3 rebounds per game with the Lakers this season. He was an All-Patriot League player at American University. We are joined now by LA Laker Andre Ingram. Andre, it is so good to have you on the show. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jim. Thank you, man. Thanks for having me.
Andre, I got to say right off the top, I'll be honest, it's been an amazing NBA season, but I'm not sure there's a better story than yours. Let's go back for just a little bit so people can fully appreciate what you and I are about to talk about. You had a really nice career at American University. You come out, you get selected by the Utah Flash in the Development League draft. What were your first few years like in the D-League?
Yeah, they were. It was exciting, man. It was enjoyable. You know, the D League was kind of a new experience for me. I knew I definitely wanted to play in the D League because my whole dreams had been about the NBA. So, I mean, right after college, there was no overseas thought. It was straight to the D League. And my first few years were great. That Utah team, they were an expansion team that year. It was their first year in the D League. It was my first year in the D League, and I stayed with them throughout that. Their entire existence, which was just a great experience.
Yeah, so it makes sense at that time to do that. But you just wrapped up your 10th season in the G League. The truth is, you have to really love basketball to put in that kind of time for what is now the G League. It's not easy. It's a grind. What kept you going?
You know what? The fact that I felt close, and it's funny to say that, you know, 10 seasons, but, you know, to feel close each and every time, I kind of did. You know, I thought I played well and had stretches and good enough stretches that, you know, something can come of this. And, you know, so that kept me coming back, the genuine feel that, you know, we can do this. And plus being encouraged by others, you know, whether it was, you know, people at home, people I trained with, or even, you know, people in front office or, you know, coaches I ran through throughout my years. And, you know, just people saying, hey, man, you look great. You know, just keep going and, you know, keep at it. And so, I kind of did that. So, yeah, it was. I'm glad I did for, you know, these last couple of nights, man. It was all worth it, all worth it.
Andre Ingram joining us. I want to talk about those couple nights in a moment. But to give people even more perspective, you're a tutor on the side. What do you tutor? And then how'd you first get started doing that?
So specifically high school mathematics and, you know, preparing high school students for college, you know, so SAT test and ACT test as well. So, yeah, that's my field of tutoring. I got started in it, you know, playing in the D League. You know, you probably need a way to supplement your income throughout the off season and what have you. So, yeah, it was something I enjoyed doing. I mean, as much as I love to play and prepare, you know, for basketball, I genuinely have a passion to, you know, like teach math and stuff to kids. And it's nothing like, you know, seeing them get it when they don't understand something. That's how math is. You know, you completely don't understand it, then something clicks for you. So those kind of aha moments I kind of live for on, you know, on the tutoring side of things. So it's just a passion of mine, mathematics is in general.
I love that part of the story. Plus, you majored in physics. So the G League season wraps up, and you're called in for your exit meeting, and you've had plenty of those. You know how they go, except this one, they moved up a day earlier. When you first heard that, what did you think?
Yeah, you know what? The moving up a day earlier, didn't think too much of that. And then when our GM told me, well, they have a camera crew following you because they just wanted some things for the website. And, you know, so they'll be doing that with a couple guys. You know, I really thought nothing of that either. You know, it's just, you know, I've been with those guys for so long. We have a tight relationship. I mean, they, you know, tell me anything and I'm, you know, thinking nothing of it. And, yeah, then to go from all that and then to go to one of the bigger conference rooms, that was different. And, you know, all the guys that were in there for the front office, that was different because it's usually just the head coach and the GM that you'll meet with in their office. So, you know, starting to put two and two together after a while, and then, you know, Rob Pelinka and Magic walk in and it's over, man. It's just, yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. Here's the thing. When you get the official word that after all that time, 10 years of grinding, you get the call up, you're going to make your NBA debut on Tuesday night, and I'm watching this video, I'm getting chills. I think everybody who saw it got chills. How were you able to keep it all together in that moment?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I wanted to let loose like my wife and mother did when I called them, you know, in the meeting. I that's what I wanted to do. But I don't know how I kept it together, man. It obviously it was the dream come true, you know, that was it, you know? And so, I don't know, man, I think what happened was, you know, I heard it, but, of course, something like that in the amount of time that it, you know, took to get here, it doesn't just sink in automatically. It takes time. But, yeah, man, just overwhelmed. And I think my mind just kind of went to, man, this is great to, okay, man, we got to play. So let's kind of get ready. You know, the same thing, kind of what Magic said. That's basically what Magic said when he, you know, I'm sure people seen the video now. He's like, all right, man, I need, you know, all your shooting percentage. I need that with us now. And I'm like, yeah, you're right, man. That's all there is to it.
Andre, I was going to say, I mean, it's not like they just said, hey, man, you've earned this. What a great story. It's the end of the year. Magic did say to you, hey, listen, you're here for a reason. We want that 48%. We need you. You got to let it fly. So what's it like when Magic and Palenka and Luke Walton are there and they're saying, hey, we love you. You earned it, but we need it. Let it fly. Do what you do.
Yeah, that part felt the best of the whole thing because, you know, it showed me why they did it. You know, it's excellent to have a story like this to, you know, to grind your way through things and to, you know, finally get an opportunity. That part is great. But, you know, for them to say that, it was like, okay, we did this for basketball reasons as well. Don't forget that. You know, they wanted me to know that, like, you're here because we think you can play basketball. We want you to do what you've done your career for us. So, I mean, that part kind of helped me to, you know, to answer the emotion question. Like, it kind of helped me to say, hey, you know, this is wonderful, everything you dreamed of, but you got to play. Like, that's how you got here. So it kind of shifted me right to, like, basketball mode. It was excellent to hear that from all of those guys.
Well, Andre Ingram joins me for a few more moments. You know, there should be a movie in this if there's not already. And even the movie, you know, if they have you entering the game, the movie could literally end right there, but it doesn't. I mean, the story in and of itself is amazing, but then you go in and then you get off. You get 19 points, 6 of 8 shooting, 4 of 5 from beyond the arc. You had 3 blocks. You played great defense. And the crowd is getting louder and louder and louder. And even they were chanting MVP, MVP. In your wildest dreams, did you ever imagine it playing out like that?
Yeah, not at all, Joe. I mean, you're right, man. It's like with each step, it got better. You're right. From the check-in, I mean, being checking in the game with Chris Paul and, you know, him speaking with me and, you know, just talking candidly and just thanking me and just telling me how he found my story amazing to him. I mean, that's Chris Paul telling me that, man. Like, this – you know, this is a Hall of Fame Chris Paul, a guy I've looked up to, guy I've watched play, guy I've been a fan of, still a fan of. Like, you're right, the movie could have ended right there. And then, you know, for things to, you know, happen on the court the way they did, I mean, that's nothing short of magical, man. It's it was quite the experience from beginning to end of it all. It really was. It just got better with each minute I was out there.
Andre, one thing, I mean, Chris Paul, for him to make a point of coming over and saying, hey, listen, I know your story, congrats and respect, that's one thing. Lots of other guys who play right now were tweeting out to you, but how about Kobe tweeting love it in all caps and Kobe telling USA Today your story, quote, is a gorgeous story, and then Kobe added, quote, dude, the story is ridiculous. Like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? To have the courage and resolve to stick with that dream and now to get your shot and come through in that way, I mean, that's impressive, man. A guy like that, Andre, you know better than anybody, does not throw around that kind of praise. How does it make you feel when you see and hear that from Kobe Bryant?
Yeah, from him especially, man. You know, I've, you know, played with the, you know, LA G League team for a while now. I've got to personally watch Kobe and his practice habits and hear from guys who have played with him when, you know, the Lakers have send downs that come with us to the G League. And, you know, we're all, you know, during those years when I was playing with the Defenders, and or which was the LA G League team when Tom Kobe was here, you know, I mean, during those times when guys would come in, Kobe was all we asked about. How does he practice, man? How does he do it? You know, this and that. And so, like, I mean, that's Kobe, man. Like this is, you know, the guy here. Still is revered here very much so, and by myself personally as well. So, I mean, to hear that from him, you know, my brother had to tell me that, you know, Kobe had tweeted that. I don't have a Twitter. I don't know if you know. I mean, I'm not big social media-wise at all. I don't have anything. My wife and I have a shared Facebook account. So I was hearing all of these things from family and loved ones that, you know, Kobe's tweeting about you, man. These basketball players, all of these guys, the top guys in the league, they are talking about you. I couldn't believe it, Jim. I truly just couldn't believe it that, you know, they found my story to be that inspirational when their careers and their own stories have been that to me. So Remarkable.
I mean, seriously, Andre, the most impressive guys ever to play the game are looking at you and saying, man, you inspire me. You motivate me. It's got to be the most amazing thing. But at the same time, I'm talking to you and it all seems so natural. I mean, you're also composed about it and you've got this presence. So let me finally ask you this. What would you say to somebody right now who might be listening, who might be thinking, man, it's just not meant to be. I chased the dream, but I'm going to give up on the fight. I'm going to abandon the fight because it's not meant to be.
Yeah, you know what, the reality is I think we've all hit that point. I think part of the biggest reason that, you know, people are inspired by my story and are saying what they're saying, because even the guys, you know, who've made it in the NBA, the Kobe's, the Chris Paul's, like, even for those guys, you may not know it, they may not think it, but they probably hit that point at some point as well. You know, we've all hit a point where it's like, man, it's just not going to happen, man. I've been pushing for it a long time. Maybe it's not 10 years in an NBA, you know, trying to reach that. It's 10 years in something. You've been aiming for something. Someone has for a long time. And, you know, if it's your dream, man, I just feel like you stick it out and you just see what the end is going to be. You know, that's my advice. My story is obviously of endurance. But, you know, it wasn't always pleasant. So for anybody in that part of the struggle, it's not always pleasant. If my story is an inspiration and encouragement to you, God bless you, man, to keep at it. If it's the dream, it's worth keeping at it. And just go see what the end's going to be until you can't go anymore. Who knows how long I would have went, Jim, if it didn't happen, you know, in that exit interview 3 days ago. Who knows how long I would have went. But I would have went to the wheels fell off. So I'm just glad it did happen, man.
Andre Ingram, my man, I can't say how excited I was to talk to you and then to have a conversation go like that. It lived up to all the hype. It is truly one of the best stories ever. I'm so glad you came on the show to share it with us this morning, Andre. Thank you so much. Congrats, and really, really nice to have you on.
Jim, thank you, man. I appreciate all of it, man. Thank you.
You have a great day. Andre, great talking to you. One of my favorite stories ever. What an amazing guy he is. What a great dude. You can see why everybody loves him. He's got so much it, man, and bright.